Today's daf is Brachos Daf Ches. We are holding on Daf Zayinim and Beis. We're a couple of lines before the end of the page in Daf Zayinim and Beis. Daf Zayinim and Beis consisted of 8 statements of Rabbi Yochanan and named Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. We've done 7 of them so far. We're at the 2 dots, 3 lines from the bottom. Amalei Rabbi Yitzchak Rav Nachman, my time elo asimah lebeik nishta. So an interesting conversation. Rabbi Yitzchak says to Rav Nachman, why is it that you didn't come lebeik nishta letzliye? Why didn't you come to shul to daven? Amalei lo yichunle, he said, I wasn't able to. Amalei lichnefi lemara sarav letzli, so why didn't you get 10 people together and daven? At least that way you'll daven with a minion even if you can't come to shul. So amalei trichli milsa, he said, it's a hassle for me to gather together 10 people. So at least what you could have done, even if you couldn't get a minion together, it was too difficult to get a minion together, you should have let the Shliach Tzibur know to get you, or to let you know, to inform you when the Tzibur is davening, so at least then you could daven at the same time that the Tzibur is davening. So we see from here that that's also a Maila, that it's not only that there are 3 levels, the Gemara seems to say. First level is you daven with the Shul, in the Shul with the Tzibur. Second level, you can't daven in the Shul with the Tzibur, at least get a tzibur in your house. Third, if you can't get a tzibur in your house, at least daven at the same time that the tzibur is davening. So the Gemara doesn't talk about at this point, what about just going to shul when the tzibur is not davening? That's also a maila. We shouldn't discuss where that fits in the hierarchy of the mailos. Is it better to go in the shul and daven in the shul than daven b'tzibur? Probably not, but it's a maila at least. Amalei maikulei hai. So he said, why would I have to do that? Amalei dam Rabbi Yochum Mishum Rabbi Shum Mechai, because this is the 8th statement of Rabbi Yochum Mishum Rabbi Shum Mechai. Mai dechsiv v'anis filasi l'cha Hashem eis ratzon. Emes hay eis ratzon b'shah shatzibur mispalalin. When is it in fact an eis ratzon? It's an eis ratzon when the tzibur is davening. This Magen Avraham discusses in Siman Tzadi, Sifkat Nizayin, what about if you're davening Musaf when the tzibur is davening Shachris? Is it a din that you're connecting to a tzibur that's davening, or is that you're connecting to that particular tefillah that they themselves are davening? Or you're davening Mincha when the tzibur is davening Marav? That may be even worse, because then you're obviously holding a different zman than them, because whatever is the zman for Mincha, we saw Dav Beis, whatever is your zman for Mincha, you're not allowed to daven Marav at that time. So that's a discussion in the poskim. 3 lines from the top. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina Amr Mehachar. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina says, we learn from the following. Kamar Hashem be'is ratzon inisicha. Rabbi Acha Rabbi Chanina Amr Mehachar. Hein kel kabir velo yemas. Uksiv padal b'shalom nafshi carefully keep a rabbim hayu imadi, that a tefillas harabim is not a Kodesh Baruch Hu's not going to be disgusted by, right? That the Rosh says kabir lo yimas, tefillas harabim lo yimas, and the previous pasuk ve'es ratzon, Rashi said that implies that there is a time that is an es ratzon. What is that time? That's the es ratzon. That's got to be the time that a Kodesh Baruch Hu that the tzibur is davening. So that's when it's considered an es ratzon in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Tanya nami hachi, Rabbi Nosson Amar minayin a Kodesh Baruch. How do we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't become disgusted with the tefillah of the Rabbim? Shenemar, hein kel kabir v'lo yimas. Uksiv, padob b'shalom nafshi mekarevli. It's the same psukim. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu kol ha'osik b'torah g'milz chasadim u'mispalil im ha'tzibur. Anyone who learns Torah and is involved in chesed and davens with the tzibur, mala ani alav kilu padani li'il banayim yibeinu masa olam. I view it as if that person who's doing all of those things has redeemed me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, has redeemed me and my children from amongst the Umos HaOlam. Amar Reish Lakish, Kol mi sheyesh lo beis ha'knesset bi'iro, ve'eino nichla shem l'espalel, nikra shachin ra. If a person has a beis ha'knesset in a city and he chooses not to go in there to daven, he's considered to be a bad neighbor. Shenemar ko amar Hashem, al kol shcheinai haroim hanogim benachla asher hinchalti es ami es Yisrael. That the shcheinai haroim, that are nogea against the nachla that I've been manchil to Ami Yisrael. That nachla is the batei knesios. V'lo od ela shagorim galus lo lebanav. But failure to come into shul not only makes you a bad neighbor, it causes galus to come to that person and to his children. Shnemar hinni notcha me'al admasam. I'm going to remove them from the land. Ve'ez beis Yehuda atush mitocham, and remove beis Yehuda from amongst them. Amrle Rabbi Yochanan ika sabi bebavel. So they told Rabbi Yochanan. New statement. They said to Rabbi Yochanan, you know, there are old people in Bavel. Tamav Amar. He said, what? How could that be? Doesn't the pasuk say, "Leman yirbu yimechem v'yimei v'neichem ala adama"? That it's that al-damaksiv, aval b'chutz la'aretz lo. It says that there's going to be arichus yamim for b'neichem al-adama, but not in chutz la'aretz. Al-adama means in Eretz Yisrael. So how could it be that there are old people in Bavel, that anyone survives to an old age in Bavel? So kivin da'amri le'im, mekadmi, mechashchi, le'beik nishta, amar haynu da'hanilu. But once they told him, no, they go to shul early, they leave shul late, so he says, ah, that's why, it must be, that's what grants them long life. Kadam Rabbi Shubin Levi Libnei, like Rabbi Shubin Levi used to tell his children, Kadimu v'chashichu v'ayilu l'beik nishta k'yechi d'torchu chayi, that you should go early and leave late from shul in order that you should have a long life, in order that you should have a richus yamim. Amar Avachab Rabbi Chanina Maikra, where do we find a pasuk like this, that going to Beis HaKnesses will give a person long life? Ashri Adam Shomeali l'shake dal sosai, a person yom yom lishmar mezuzos pischai, person who's always showing up by my doors, who's always there early, who's always making an effort to come to shul. Ksiv basrei kimotzi matzachayim, and it says right after that that it's matzachayim, that someone who does that is going to be able to find life. So that's the skula for arichus yamim, that a person comes to shul early, leaves shul late. A person's always in the beis haknesses. Amar Rav Chisda, the only mikanis adam shnei psachim beis haknesses. Person should always go in two doors into the shul. So says Mar shnei psachim sal. Why do you need to go into two doors? Can't you just go through one door? If you fit through one door, what's the point of going into two doors? Ele'ema shir shnei psachim v'achar kach yispal. No, it means that a person shouldn't daven right by the doorway to the shul. This was apparently an ancient tradition. The people who hang out by the door are very often the chever that's not so interested in being in the shul and is more interested in other things. People who hang out in the back. So no, you should go shir shnei psachim, two doorways of distance into the shul, and daven two doorways of distance into the shul. The Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah writes in Davdal and Amenalith and Dabei Arif that Hatam Ipnei Shalo Yira Kamisha Rotza Lates. You shouldn't want to look like you're leaving. You shouldn't want to look like you're interested in leaving the shul. Ve'inonena b'yeshivas beis haknesses, and that you're not enjoying being there. That a person shouldn't look like they're trying to get out, and that they're just biding their time until they can finally get out of shul. V'dafka b'yameim shalo haya makom miyuchad l'kol echad ve'echad. However, says Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah, this is only in those days when people didn't have their own makomos where they would sit. But if you have a makom kavua that happens to be near the door, okay, no problem. Everyone knows that you're not trying to get out. That just happens to be your makom. However, says Rabbi Yonah, it seems based on this, that if a person does not have a makom kavua right by the door, then such a person should not sit by the door. Sitting by the door is for people who have a makom kavua by the door. Otherwise, it should be sitting by the door should be avoided. Good, so that's the din of Shnei Psachim in the Beis HaKnesses. Now, if you look in the Bach on the side of the page, in Osei, he says, he writes that Bekuntras, Pirish Bekuntras, Shir Beis Psachim, Mamish Sarach Likarnas Beis HaKnesses, Shir Rochav Beis Psachim, Shem Ches Amos. That Rashi says that you're supposed to go 8 Amos into the Shul. Avol Ze Eino, De Me'achar Shu Yoshev Beis HaKnesses, Mali Samach L'Pesach, Mali Eino Samach. He says, it's often hard to believe that there's a certain minimal distance that you need to go into the shul. What difference does it make once you're going into shul whether you're right near the door or you're not right near the door? Someone's got to sit near the door. If it's a crowded shul and it's full, someone's got to sit there. A different din, says the Bach. No, this is telling us that when you come to shul, you shouldn't immediately daven. You should come to shul with enough time to sit and focus and concentrate for a little bit, calm your mind, clear your mind a little bit, and then you begin to daven. But a person just runs in and davens right away, that also makes it look like the tefillah is a burden on him that he's just trying to get rid of as soon as he can. So this is not about physically where you sit in shul, says the Bach. Okay, right in the Gemara, alzos yispalel Kol Chassid Elecha Le'is Mitzo. This is what every Chassid davens Le'is Mitzo. Everyone davens Le'is Mitzo. So the Gemara is going to discuss what does it mean Le'is Mitzo. Five different possibilities. Amra b'chanina, le'is mitzo zu isha. Le'is mitzo means that the number one thing to daven for is a wife. Shenemar matza isha matza tov, because a man finds a wife, he has found good. B'marava kinasa v'nishitza armi le'hachi matza amotza. In Eretz Yisrael, when people would get married, they had a tradition that they would say to them, "Nu, what kind of wedding is this? Matza or motza?" Why? What does that mean? They're referring to two different psukim about a wife. Matza duchsev matza isha matza tov. Is it matzah where it's considered matzah tov, or motza duchsev motzi ani mar mi mavis as a isha, that a woman, the wrong kind of woman, could be mar mi mavis, could be more bitter than death? Second possibility of what leis mitzvah means. Rabbi Nasser Amar leis mitzvah zu Torah. Person should have him for Torah. Shnemer ki motzi matzah chayim, that you find Torah and one has found life. Third possibility, Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar leis mitzvah zu misa, that's death. Shnemer lemavis totzaos. Tanina miyachi teisha meos u'shosha, meaning that you don't daven for death, but you daven for the right kind of death. That if a person is going to die, that a person should daven that they should die in a comfortable way. Tanina miyachi teisha meos u'shosha, we find in Chumash, Moshe Rabbeinu was miskane b'misas Aaron. He wanted to die like Aaron died. That was something worthy of being jealous of. So Brisa says like this as well, that there are different kinds of death, and not all death is the same. Teisha meos u'shosha mine misa nivru bolam, 903 different types of death are in the world. Shnerma lemavis totzaos. Totzaos begematria hachiavu. Totzaos is gematria 903. Kasha shebekulon, the most difficult of all the deaths, is a disease called askara. Nicha shebekulon nishika. The best type of death is misas nishika. What's askara like? Askara damya kichizra begavava da amra de la chori nishara. It's like a thorn stuck in a ball of wool that's being pulled back, where it's not being removed easily at all from the wool. It's like yanking at the wool. That's how the neshama is being pulled from the body in Mises Askara. Some say it's like a thick rope trying to be stuck through a very thin opening where the rope gets scratched all along the sides, doesn't go through smoothly at all. That's how the neshama is being removed from the body. What's neshika? Neshika damya, if you can envision, kimashkel benisa michalva. It's like pulling out a strand of hair from milk. It's perfectly smooth and there's no pressure at all, there's no friction at all, just comes right out. Fourth possibility, what leis mitzvah is, Rabbi Yochanan leis mitzvah zukvura. It's a reference to burial. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Maikra, Vasmechim elei gil, yosisu ki motzei kaver. That people celebrate ki yimtzu kaver. Amar Rabbi Bar Vashila, hainu damri inchi. That's what people say. Libayin nishrachmi afilu adzivilu basreis hashalma. People should daven even for up until the last bit of dirt is thrown on top of his kever, that everything should go peacefully, everything should go well. Fifth possibility, Marzutra Amar Leis Mitzvah Zu Beis HaKisei. That's a reference to a bathroom. Amri B'Marava Had Marzutra Adif Mikulu. And in Eretz Yisrael they said, yeah, Marzutra had it right. His pshat, what Leis Mitzvah is better than everybody else's pshat. In what Leis Mitzvah is, that Beis HaKisei is the most worthy thing to daven, that a person should have a Beis HaKisei. Rashi says it means, She'edar B'makom She'esh Beis HaKisei Samachlo. That you should have a bathroom available to you. That it was very inconvenient in Bavel to dig holes. It was very difficult. You had to go out to the field to dig holes to go to the bathroom. So having a bathroom accessible to you makes life much, much easier. Tell us something over nice that they said in the name of Rav Chista in regards to Batei Knesios. He says, okay, I'll tell you. Rav Chisda said like this. What does the pasuk mean when it says Hashem loves the Shari Tzion from all the Mishkanos Yaakov? So Shari Tzion Pashtos means the Beis HaMikdash. Hashem loves as much as Hashem loves Batei Knesios and Batei Midrashos, but he loves the Shari Tzion, he loves Beis HaMikdash more. But Rav Chisda said no, means even more. Oiv Hashem Sharma Mutzion Ba'alacha Yosim Batei Knesios and Batei Midrashos. That Hashem loves the Sharma Mitzvah Ba'alacha, those Batei Midrashos. drashos, it seems that there's some debate in the achronim over here whether this dafka reference to halacha or it just means places where they learn a lot, places that are dedicated to learning more than batei kenesios and batei midrashos. Vayinu dam Rav Chiya bar Ami mishmeidu ula miyom shechar beis hamikdash shein lalachadosh baruch hu ba'olamo ela arba amos halacha blvad. From the time of the Churban Abayis, Hakadosh Baruch Hu's place in this world is in dalet amos halacha, where people are dedicating themselves toward constant learning. Vamar Abayi meireish havagarisna bego beisa umatzil nebe kenishta. Abayi says, you know, I used to learn in my house and then I would go daven in shul. Kivin deshaman alahad dam Rav Chiya bar Once I heard this statement that HaKadosh Baruch only has in this world is Dalet Amos Halacha, Lov Matzilna El Hechad Garisna. Then I was makbid, I would only daven in the place where I would learn, because I heard that you would obviously want to daven in the place where the Shechina is. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu's makom is in the Sharm Tzion Balacha, is in places that are dedicated to learning, so I would dafka daven in a place where I would learn. There's a discussion in Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah and Daftal whether this is true even at the expense of Tefillah B'tzibur. He writes, Pirshu Rabbeinu Tzarfazal Shafilu below Asarai Yosin Kain Mibreshe Yosin Nachol Nespal Yechidi B'makom Shesham Kviyis HaTorah Yomim V'layla Milespal Beis HaKnes B'tzibur Kedamrin Ravik Roshbar Choshar Mitzon V'alacha Yosin Mibate Knes Yos. Unbelievable that this is a greater Maila to daven in the place where you learn. It's a greater Maila than Tefillah B'tzibur, and even if it comes at the expense of Tefillah B'tzibur, Rabbeinu Yonah quotes, you should still daven in a place where you learn. However, he says, Rabbeinu Moshe Zal Pirish, Shlo Amar El Basara. Rabbeinu Moshe says, no, that's only if you have a minion. If you don't have a minion, certainly you wouldn't daven in a place where you learn over davening with a minion. Frekt Rabbeinu Yonah, though, wait a second, if you have a minion, then it's obvious. Vim Tomer, Kivin Sheba Asari Mispal, then Mach Chiddush Bal Ashmienu, Shechash Mokum Kviyas Atar Yosin Beis HaKnesses. Shari Kimo Beis HaKnesses Osin. If you have a minion in the place where you learn, of course it's better to daven where you learn than daven in the Beis HaKnesses. What's the Chiddush? So Yesh Lomer Sheba Ashmienu, Shalfli Sheba Beis HaKnesses, Miskapzin Harbe Bnei Adam, Ubrava Mahadras Melech, Afilu Hachi, Yosra Yerotzim Lispal Basar, Bulvad Beis Midrashim, Lispal Beis HaKnesses Matzibur. No, that even if they had a minyan mitzumtzum in the place where they learn, but there's Rava Madras Melech in the Beis HaKnesses, it's better to sacrifice Rava Madras Melech in the interest of davening the place where you learn. But this Rabbeinu Moshe says, no, you do not sacrifice Tefillah B'tzibur. However, he then quotes that the Rabbeinu Yonah writes that Afil Ludas Rabbeinu Moshe Zal Ein Tzarech Hasara El Misha Darko Lelechas Mi Beiso Lilmol D'Makom Acher Dikimet Shedarko Lespatali Milimudo b'shar shaholich lilmod yeshal l'spal b'asara olach z'beis haknesses. Avu misha lom b'beis hakol yom b'makom kavua v'torasu umnaso. Ein lo lech z'beis haknesses lo yimtza asara neishen nimtza misbatil milimudo b'shar salicha v'tovel shi'spal b'yach mishi'spal d'klal. Even Rabbeinu Moshe says you have to daven with a minion. That's only if you happen to be going somewhere outside of your house to learn anyway. Since you're mevatil Torah to go to the place where you're going to learn, so good. So then you have to go daven. You have to make sure you daven with a minion. But if you learn in your house all day and you don't waste even a single second, not even the amount of time it takes to get to somewhere else to learn, so then it's better to daven be yechidus than to in the place where you learn, rather than to go somewhere else to daven with a tzibur. Rabbi Ami, Rabbi Yasi, Afal Gav Daven Lutzleser Beknishta B'Tveri Lamatzal Beni Amude Eichad Avagarsi. Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Yasi, even though they had 13 shuls, they would still only daven in the place where they learned. What's this connection between Talmud Torah and Tefillah? Why? What's the Maila Dafka of davening in a place where you learn? So there is a discussion in Maseches Megillah on Daf Chav Vavim Beis Chav Zayin Amar Aleph, whether it's mutter to turn a shul into a Beis Medrash. Amar of Papi Mishmei the Rava in the Gemara over there, Mibei Krishna Lebei Rabbanan Shari. You're allowed to take something that is a Beis HaKnesses and turn it into a Beis Rabbanan. However, Mibei Rabbanan Lebei Knishta Asir. But you're not allowed to do the reverse. And Rav Papa Mishmei the Rava says the opposite. No, you're allowed to turn a Beis Medrash into a shul, but not the opposite way around. And it seems that they're arguing whether Kedushas Beis HaKnesses is better, is greater than Kedushas Beis HaMedrash or not. Problem is, if it's a machlokas over there, our Gemara says, Oyev Hashem Shor Mitzion Ba'alacha, Yoser Mi Batik Vesiyos Batik Midrashos, that if it's a place that's kavur for learning, it's better than shul. So it doesn't seem that there's any there's any question about it, that there's any machlokas about it. So how could there be a machlokas over there in the Gemara Megillah? Which is better? Is it better to, which has more Kedusha? Does the Beis HaKnesset have more Kedusha? Or does the Beis HaMedrash have more Kedusha? So says Rav Salvechik in the new Rishimos Shirim that that Rabbi Reichman published recently, he says that Al Karchot Sarach Lomar Shein Beis Sugyos Nefrados, that these are two different sugyos, they're talking about two totally different inyanim. In Maseches Megillah, the Gemara is talking about, can you turn a Beis Knesset into a Beis Medrash, or vice versa, in terms of Malin Bekodesh Ve'in Moridin. So they argue about which Kedusha is a greater level of Kedusha. They're arguing in a Pasuk, Bayis Gadol Shesarif Hashem, what's the Bayis Gadol? Good, it's a discussion of Kedusha. And even if you say, like Rabbi Shurban Levi, that you're not allowed to turn a Beis Medrash into a Beis Knesset because Malin Bekodesh Ve'in Moridin, nevertheless, it's still better to daven in a Beis Knesset because that's a Makom Yuchel the Tfila, meaning it might still be better to daven in Beis Knesset. Our sugi is a different issue. Our sugi is what's a better place to daven, not which place is more kedusha. What's a better place for tefillah, a Beis HaKnesset or a Beis HaMedrash? And even if you hold that you're not allowed to turn a Beis HaKnesset into a Beis HaMedrash because Beis HaKnesset has greater kedusha, it could be that there's a mailin tefillah dafka to daven in a Beis HaMedrash, and that's why Abaye changed his mind and davened in a Beis HaMedrash. Now, what's this svara that a Beis HaMedrash that's miyuchad for limud Torah is better for tefillah than a Beis HaKnesset that's miyuchad dafka for tefillah? So it could be that Rav Chista is being mechadesh that the idea of designating a place as a makom miyuchad for limud Torah is considered to be a haktzah, a designation for tefillah as well. That there is such a concept that meikar din, you're supposed to be mitzarif tefillah together with Torah. Where do we find that you're supposed to be mitzarif tefillah together with Torah? A few marim makomos. The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos Mitzvahei writes, "Hu shetzivanu la'avdo," that the fifth mitzvah is that we have to be oveid Hashem. Nichbal hazeh tzivoy pa'amim ba'amru pa'amayim ba'amru va'avadem es Hashem elokeichem. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvah says, what is Avodah Hashem? It means two things. Ezri Avodah, it's Tefillah, and also it's learning. So Mefurish in the Rambam, the mitzvah of Avodah Hashem includes both Tefillah and Torah. Al Yedei Talmud Torah, a person is Mekayim the mitzvah of Avodah, and that's also the mitzvah that he's Mekayim through Tefillah. So it could be that there's a special kiyum of being Mitzarif, Torah and Tefillah, to be Mekayim Avodah Hashem, Bishlei Musa. And maybe that's why in the Beis Medrash, which is a makom that's Mekudosh for Talmud Torah, it's Neskadish for the mitzvah of Avodah Hashem. And Avodah Hashem is accomplished through tefillah as well. Second raya of a connection over here, tefillah is the kiyum of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. We're going to see a Gemara later on, Yadalad Mbeiz, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Rotsa Shei Kabbalah of Ol Malchus Shemayim Shlema, Yifna V'yitol Yadav Yaniach Tefillin V'yikra Kriyashma V'yispalel V'zui Malchus Shemayim Shlema. Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, when a person davens. There's also a kiyum of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim in Talmud Torah. The raya is after we learn Torah Barabim, we say Kaddish Rabbanan, because it's a Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. Another raya from the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Kriyas Shema, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis. Umakdim Likros Parsha Shema Mnei Sheyesh Ba'yichud Hashem Ba'avaso V'talmudo Shehu HaIkar HaGadol Shakol Talui Bo. That this Ikar of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim of Kriyas Shema involves Talmud, involves learning as well. That's the Talmud Torah element of Kriyas Shema. So Talmud Torah is part of the Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim as well. Third connection between them, the Gemara is going to say Daf Lamed Aleph. Tan Rabbanan in Omdin L'Spala El Mitoch Halacha Psuka. Person should daven after learning Halacha Psuka. So you have that in Yerushalmi as well. Lo Yamor Adam Yispala El Mitoch Dvar Shel Torah instead of Halacha Psuka, a Dvar Torah. You should always daven right after learning. So again, you see that there's this connection between Talmud Torah and tefillah. Also, Rav Soloveitchik points out that when Abaye says, I used to learn separately and daven in a separate place, and then I heard that Oy Vashem Shor Metzion Ba'alacha, Hashem loves place where you learn, it implies that in the kiyum of the tzirif of Torah and Tefillah, there are two separate halachos. Number one, there's a din that it's better to daven in a Beis Medrash than in a Beis Knesses, because since you're davening in a Beis Medrash, you have this tzirif of Talmud Torah together with Tefillah, but it seems that there's a second mila as well, that not only is better to daven in a Beis Medrash and Davin and Beis HaKnesses, but it's Adif Ladam L'Spal Makam Shuhu Atzma Lomed. From Abai, you see that he says, in the place where I learn, that it's not only that you're Davin and Beis Medrash, but in the place where you yourself have learned Torah, that also is a Maila. So even if you hold that Beis Medrash is more Mekudash than in Beis HaKnesses, and therefore better Davin and Beis Medrash, why do you have to Medaktik Dafka to Davin and Beis Medrash without you yourself learn? So you see that every Beis Medrash may have a greater kedusha, but based on this, we understand that no. But there's an additional maila of a special kiyum of davening dafka in a place where a person himself has learned Torah. Vayter in the Gemara, we're at the two dots in the third very wide line. Vamra b'chir baram mishmedu ula gadol anena miyigia kapo. It should be on the side probably. Yoser. Yeah, miyagia kapo yoser miyirei shemayim. That it's better to that it's a greater maila. Someone who works for a living more than yirei shemayim. Dilu gabi yirei shemayim ksev asher yesh yirei es Hashem. By yirei shemayim we say ashrei, fortunate is one who's yirei es Hashem. But whereas vilu gabi nenem miyagia kapo ksev yagia kapecha kisocha lashrecha v'tovlach. Ashrecha bal mazeh v'tovlach l'olam haba. That it's ashrecha in this world, tovlach in the next world. Lo gabi yirei shemayim v'tovlach lo ksev bei. It never says v'tovlach, but comes to Yirei Shemayim, only says Ashrecha, never says V'tovlach. So a major kasha, some of the Achronim ask, wait a second, in this week's parsha, we're going to say, V'ata Yisrael Ma'asham Elkech HaShalom Eimach Kiyim Liyira. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from us? The one thing Hashem wants is Yiras Hashem. And now we're saying working for a living is more important than Yiras Hashem. It's the one thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands of us is Yiras Hashem. So there's a marsha, the Shor Metzion Ba'alacha of Yer, quotes a marsha in Chulin Mem Dalid, that someone who has a suffix isser that's bali yado, and he's a yirei Hashem, so what does he do? He's not sure whether he's allowed to do something or not, so he doesn't do it. Suffix isser, he stays away from it. You know what's even better than just staying away from it? Learning the sugya and figuring out whether you're allowed to do it. He says, that's what nenemi yagia kapo. Someone who's willing to toil, not stam, work for a living, someone who's willing to toil in Torah, to be able to come to a maskana, to be able to figure out what's correct and what's not correct. That's even better than yirei Hashem. Yirei Hashem just, be careful, I'll be extra machmir, I won't do anything. Better to be nene, mi yagia kapo. Says the Gemara Vayter, a person should always live near his rabbi. She calls Shimon ben Gera kaim l'nasa Shlomo's bas paro. So long as Shimon ben Gera was alive, Shlomo didn't marry the bas paro. Tanya al yadur. But don't we have a brisa that suggests that a person should not live near his rabbi? Lo kasha the kayifle, how the lo kayifle. Now it depends whether you're going to be kafuf to your rabbi or not. If you're going to be kafuf to him and you'll take his musr, so live near him. If you're not going to take his musr, don't live near him, because then it's mutav shi shogig value mezidin. Better that you should be shogig and not hear the musr and ignore it. What does it mean that those who abandon Hashem are going to be wiped out? That's referring to someone who leaves the Sefer Torah. Rabbi Avo, meaning who leaves all the Sefer Torah is out. Rabbi Avo, nafik ben gavra legavra. Rabbi Avo, if he had to leave shul, would leave dafka ben gavra legavra. What about between psukim when the metargim is being metargim, so they're not actually reading from the Torah at that point? What's the din then? Teku. So the Gemara leaves that unresolved. So Rav Soloveitchik explains over here as well. What exactly is this suffix? The suffix whether you're allowed to leave being psuka l'psuka. So he suggests maybe they're arguing about what ozve Hashem yichlu means. Is it a din in there are two dinim in kedusha of a Torah. There's din of kedusha cheftza shel Torah, the cheftza of the sefer Torah, and there's a din of kedushas divrei Torah. That the chalos kedushas divrei Torah is just by virtue of it being dvar Hashem, and that would be chal on Torah shebal peh, just like it would be chal on Torah shebichsav. Ksavim would certainly be Chal on Targum, the same way it would be Chal on Torah. So if it's Din in Chevtza Shel Torah, so then only when they're actually reading Pesukim you can't walk out. But if it's Din in Divrei Torah, so then even when they're not reading Pesukim, even when they're reading Targum, it would be a problem to walk out. So he says, what about, are you allowed to leave during the Haftorah? Is that a violation of Elzei Hashem Yichlu? So he says, L'chor, it's totally on this issue. If the issue is because it's considered to be Zion through the Kedusha, the Chefza Shel Torah, maybe that's only a Sefer Torah, maybe a Sefer Nevi'im, which has a lower level of Kedusha, would not be the same. Whereas if you're going to say it's an Isser of Bizayin of Kedusha's Divrei Torah, so then maybe by Nevi'im would be asked to leave as well, because Mitzad Kedusha's Divrei Torah, there's no nafkamina between Torah on the one hand and Nevi'im and Ksuvim on the other hand. They're all considered Dvar Hashem. In Shulchan Aruch, in Sim Kuf Mem Vav, Siv Gimel, Asur L'Saper Kesha Maftir Kori B'Navi, Achi Yashlim Kamobah Sefer Torah. You're not allowed to talk during the Haftorah, just like you're not allowed to talk during Kriyas Torah. So the Chari holds that it's an Isra Latzeis B'Shas Kriyas Haftorah as well, because he says that they're one and the same. So if they're one and the same, then you're not allowed to leave B'Shas Kriyas Torah either. Says Gemara Vayter, Rav Sheshes Madrape Vigaris. Rav Sheshes would turn his face away and learn. Amar Anan Bididan Vinu Biditu. He would say, I'm doing my thing, they're doing their thing. Tos says, what in the world is going on? You're not allowed to do that. Why is Rav Sheshes allowed to do that? So he says that maybe Rav Alfus Kasav, that Dafka Shishem Asar Achrini Az Yachalumo. There are 10 other people. But if there are not 10 other people listening, then you wouldn't be able to do that. Also, he says, Tiritar Alfasi, Shaini Rav Sheshes Tarasum Nasahu. He was Tarasum Naso. So that was special exemption for someone who's very, very special like Rav Sheshes. Rav Salvechik quoted from his father in the name of his grandfather that it has to be talking about where Rav Sheshes was already Yotzei Yitzchiv of Kriyas HaTorah. He already heard Leining somewhere else. But if he didn't hear Leining somewhere else, then absolutely there's no heter, there's no way that he would be able to ignore Leining that's going on there, even with Tarasa of Naso, even if there are 10 other people, it doesn't make a difference. He wouldn't be able to ignore the Leining because he holds that it's a Chovas HaYachid, that Kriyas HaTorah is a Chiv in each and every individual to hear Kriya Satara, not just the Chavetz HaTzibur. Amrav Hunabar Yehuda, Amrav Yami, Lo Miyashim Adam Parshiyas V'Matzibur, Shnayim Mikra V'Echatargum, V'Akilu HaTaros V'Divon. Person should always do Shnayim Mikra V'Echatargum, even HaTaros V'Divon. What's even HaTaros V'Divon? Rashi says there's no Targum in those words. Tosfos says, yes, there is a Targum Yerushalmi in those words. If you want to pick something that has no Targum, you should have said Ruven and Shimon. Says, no, we dafka say HaTaros V'Divon because it doesn't have the famous Targum. It only has a Targum Yerushalmi, and we're being told that it's better to read it three times in the Hebrew rather than to read it the third time in Targum. Shekalamashim Parshiyos, back in the Gemara, Shekalamashim Parshiyos v'matzibur, Marich lo yamu v'shnosav. Anyone's Mashim Parshiyos together with the Tzibur is going to have Arichus yamu v'shanim. Tos says, what does it mean im HaTzibur? It means once the Tzibur started to read that Parsha. So from Shabbos Mincha, when they already start the next Parsha, that's when you could start Shnai Mikra of the next week. And when can you finish? When's the deadline? So he says, Parshas, it should be before you eat the Shabbos meal, which is connected to the Kriyas HaTorah in the morning, to the Tefillah in the morning. But he says, even if you do it later, that's okay. Rabbi Barbai wanted to just finish all the parshiyos up on Erev Yom Kippur. And on the one hand, the pasuk makes it sound like a person is supposed to fast on the ninth day of Chodesh Tishrei, but we know that's not true. We know Yom Kippur is on the tenth day. No, it's to tell us that in it, just like there's a mitzvah to fast on the tenth day, there's a mitzvah to eat on the ninth day. Discussion we've shown him what the nature of that mitzvah is. Is it a mitzvah of hachana for Yom HaKippurim, or is it a mitzvah dafka to fast to eat on the ninth day? Nothing to do with preparing for Yom HaKippurim. Nafkamina would be if you have a cholash yishpa sakana, who's not going to be able to fast on Yom Kippur. Does he have a mitzvah to eat on the ninth day? He has no din of hachana. He doesn't have to prepare himself for a fast. They discuss what about women? Rabbi Kiveger is a Chuvori discussed, what about women fasting on the ninth day? Do you say that this is a mitzvah shazman grama and women are pturus from it? Or no, it's a chana for Yom Kippur, so it's part of Yom Kippur, so women are chayavos in Yom Kippur, so the chayavos in this fast, many nafkaminas. Anyway, savalak to minu. So he wanted to lay in to do Shnayim Mikra earlier. No, you're not allowed to get ahead and you're not allowed to fall behind. You're supposed to do it together with the tzibur. Like Rabbi Shubin Levi gave three bits of advice to his son, to his children in the first first of them was this, that Ashlimu Parshiya Saifu Matzibur Shnei Mikra Vechatargum, that you should be mashing the Parshiyas with the Tzibur Shnei Mikra Vechatargum. The other two bits of advice were, Vizaru Bevridin Krabi Yehuda, the Tanan Rabbi Domarach Yishkot as a Bevridin, that you should make sure when you're shechting a bird, you should cut all the blood capillaries to drain all the blood out. Vizaru Bezakin, third thing, Vizaru Bezakin Shech Talmudah Machmasan, so Tamarin Luchas Veshivir Luchas Menachas Baron. You should be careful about the cover of a Talmud Chacham who forgot his learning, because after all, we even keep the Shivrei Luchos in the Aron, so you should so we show covered even though they're already broken. So that was the third bit of advice that he gave to his children. Rav Soloveitchik points out that the Luchos have two dinim of Kedusha. There's Kedusha Haguf because they're clay, a Mikdash like clay Shares, and then there's Kedusha Sefer Torah that they have. When they're broken, they don't have Kedusha Sefer Torah anymore, because it's like a Sefer Torah that's Chaser Yeriah or Chaser Osios, where it doesn't have the full Kedusha Sefer Torah, but it does still have Kedusha Klei Migdash, and as Kedusha Klei Migdash, it still has to be treated special. So Soloveitchik isn't sure. When you have a Talmud Chacham Shachach Talmudo, yes, you need to be Mechabit him. The same type of covet you show a Talmud Chacham that didn't forget his learning, or a different type of covet? Is it a different level of covet? Maybe nafkamina legabi the chiyuv of mora. When it comes to a talmud chacham shachach talmudo, that's only a chiyuv kavod, and maybe not a chiyuv mora. Maybe it's a different level of kavod. The gemara menachos daf tzadi tes says asher shibarta v'samta ba'aron tani rav yosef melamit shaluchos v'shuvir luchos menachos ba'aron mikan talmud chacham shachach talmudo machmason so she'in noagim bo minag bizayon, different lashon. They just can't be mevazin. There's a din of kavod, but not that it's the same as a regular talmud chacham where there's a din of mora as well. Sounds like it's only a din of that you can't be mevazeh such a talmud chacham. However, the Meiri has a lashon that a talmud chacham shachach talmudi should be mechabin him ki ilu lo shachach, just like he never forgot his learning. Makes it sound like it's the same din of kavod. Right during the Gemara, Amalu Rava Lubnei. Once we're telling advice that Amram gave their children, Rava gave his children three bits of advice. Number one, kshatem chotkim basar al tachal gavayat. When you cut meat, don't cut on the back of your hand. Yigadar mishum sakana. Some say because you could cut yourself and it's dangerous. Yigadar mishum kilkul suda. And some say because you can cut yourself and it will ruin the meal because you'll get blood all over the place. Number two, v'al teishu al mita aramis. Don't al mita saramis. Don't sit on the bed of an aramis woman. Number three, v'al tavra achor beisknes b'shoshet tzibur mespalin. Don't walk behind the shul when the shul is davening. What's pshat? Why can't you sit in a bed of an aramis? Some say it's a euphemism. It means don't go to sleep without kriyashma like an arami would. Second possibility, what that means is don't marry a giyores. His family was kohanim. And some say, no, he meant this advice literally. Don't sit on the bed of an aramis because of the story that happened with Rav Papa. Rav Papa hazel gabi aramis. Rav Papa was going to collect a debt from an aramis. So tzia lo mita, she brought out a bed. Amr lo shev and said, please, have a seat. Amr la, eini yoshev etcher tak b'yas amita. He says, I'm not going to sit until you pick up the bed and I see what's under it. Higbiyas amita matzasham tinok meis. They picked it up and there was a dead baby under the bed. So she was trying to set him up to claim that he killed the baby. Mikan amr cham, masoleshel mita saramis. So based on that, the cham said, you can't sit on a mita saramis. V'al tavar achor b'esaknas, the third bit of advice that Rabbi gave, not to walk behind the shul b'shosh hazim m'spalin. Mesayele, the Rabbi Shubalevi, there's a right, Rabbi Shubalevi, dom Rabbi Shubalevi, also they now let her walk behind the shul when the tzibur is davening. That's only if there's no other door to the shul, because it looks like you're not going into the shul. But if there's another door, people will just assume that you're going to use the other door. So it's no problem. That's only if there's no other shul. If there's another shul, so people will assume you daven at the shul across the street or whatever. Also, it's only a problem if you're not carrying a package, and you're not running, and you're not wearing tefillin. But if you're doing any of those things, it's no problem. Because if you're carrying a package or you're running, then obviously you're very busy. You're not just trying to avoid shul. You're obviously very preoccupied with something. If you're wearing tefillin, you're obviously not the kind of person that's trying to avoid being mekabel ol malch shemayim. You're wearing tefillin. You're constantly being mekabel ol malch shemayim. So it's not considered a bizayon to walk by the shul. Tanya Amar Rabbi Kiva, B'shlosh Dvar Moav Anias HaMadiyim. Rabbi Kiva says there are three good things that you can learn from the Madiyim. Three things that we could love about them. Number one, Kishachotkna Esabasra Im Chotim El Al Gabi HaShulchan. They're not Chotech, they don't cut their meat on their hands, they cut it on the table. Number two, Kishanosh, and that's why we quote this over here. Number two, Kishanoshkin Enoshkin El Al Gavayad. When they kiss, they only kiss on the back of the hand. And number three, Kishayotzin Enyotzin El Besada. When they have to have private meetings, to take Eitzah, and they do it out in the field where no one's around. Amar Avad Barava, Mikra, what's the pasuk that tells you that you should go and have private meetings out in the field? Vayishlach Yaakov Vayikra L'Rachel Leah Hasada El Tzono. When he had to discuss leaving Lavan's house, he calls them out to the field. Tanya Ramulia B'Shosh Dvarim Avanias HaParsiim. Once you mention three things you love about the Madiim, I'll tell you three things that are great about the Parsiim. Hein Tznuin V'Achilasan, they're tznuin in the way that they eat. Utznuin B'Sakise, and they're very modest in the way they go to the bathroom. Utznuin B'Davaracher, and they're also modest in Davaracher. The word Davaracher itself is a modest phrase. It means Tashmish, Rashi says. Anit Tzvesin L'Mekudashai, Tanya Rav Yosef Elo Parsiim HaMekudashim Muzumanim L'Gehenim. The Mekudashai means someone who's designated. The Parsiim are Mekudashim to Gehenim. They're designated for Gehenim. Rav Gamliel Omer, so then we go back, now we finally go back to discussing the Mishnah, right? We had in the Mishnah at the very beginning of the Masechta, when is the latest time to say Kriya Shema? So it's say Kriya Shema Shel Arvis. So Rabbi Elazar held the Ashmur Rishon Elcham said until Chatzos. So Gamliel says until Amar Hashachar. They have all night to say Kriya Shema. So now the Gemara finally goes back to that discussion. We'll just read a line or two. So Amar Avida Amar Shmuel Alach Kram Gamliel that we pass on Kram Gamliel to say Kriya Shema Shel Arvis all night. Tain Rabbi Shuman Nichay Amar Pam Shon Mekor Kriya Shema Shtei Pam Belayla Achas Kodem Shel Amar Hashachar Vachas Ach Shel Amar Hashachar Viyotz. Person could read Kriya Shema twice during the night, one right before Amud HaShachar, one right after Amud HaShachar, and he's Yosef Kriya Shema Shal Shachris and Shal Arvis and Shal Shachris. Hagu V'kasha Amud Pam Shadim Kar Kriya Shema Shtei Pam B'layla Amud HaShachar Amud HaShachar Layla. Who are you saying that he's reading twice at night, so it sounds like right after Amud HaShachar is still night? V'atan Yosef Ben Yidech Vasa Achashal Yom Achashal Layla Alma Yimamu. But then you say Yosef Kriya Shema Shal Shachris, sounds like it's daytime already after Amud HaShachar. Says Marlo Liolim Leile. Who for all other Halachas is considered night. Vadikar leyom dikenish tekaim veyishaita, but it's daytime for Kriya Shema because some people wake up. So it's uvukumecha. It's at a time when people wake up. Amar Vacha Brachanin, Rabbi Shmuel Levi, Halach, Rabbi Shmuel Meichai, that we hold that Rabbi Shmuel Meichai is correct. That Kriya Shema is not necessarily talui in yom velayla per se. It's talui in zman shchiva and zman kima. Mirtz Shem will pick up with the flip side of that discussion tomorrow. A few lines from the bottom of Chesam and Beis.